Okay, good afternoon, everybody. How are you today? Good? Good. My name is Muru Linjala, and I work in the University Career Services. How many of you would like to work here during your studies or do your internship here in Finland? Some? Okay. And how many of you would like to stay and work in Finland after graduation? Yeah, maybe. Okay, good. I'm here today to tell you what career services can do for you. And I think that I will go through my presentation, and afterwards you can ask questions. Is that okay? Good. Well, first of all, why career services? Because we want to make sure that all students have an opportunity to get some kind of contact to working life during the studies. And also, we are aiming to give students a realistic picture of working life, and we want to make sure that you are prepared for it, and we also can tell you about your employment opportunities. And maybe you have already heard this, but in the University of Jyväskylä, we have all total of 15,000 students. Then we have JAMK, University of Applied Sciences, and there's about 8,500 students. And also we have many vocational institutes. So it means that every fourth living in Jyväskylä is a student. So if you think about employer, there is an excess of student workforce, even Finnish students. And we have been asking what are the reasons for difficulties of finding a job in Finland for international students. And the most not important, but almost everybody say that it is the language skills. And if you want to stay and work in Finland, try to learn Finnish, because we have a lot of small enterprises in the area, and often the Finnish is needed. And of course, when you come here as a foreigner, you don't have any contacts or networks. Maybe some of you don't have any work experience, and also the labor market situation in Finland is not very good. So maybe you know all these reasons, but these are the same reason that every year comes. And what we can do for you? We are arranging different kind of events and giving presentations. And then when you are applying for a job or an internship, make sure that you have a CV and a job application letter that you stand out from the crowd. So we can help you tailoring your CV and job application letter. And in graduation phase, you can make an arrangement with the career specialist and discuss from where I can find a job or where to start. And also, we are using an electronic, hello, recruitment service where you can find all the available jobs and internships that are especially targeted to university students. So I suppose that the slides are coming afterwards to students. So here are the links that you can go and find these jobs. Unfortunately, there are not very many jobs in Jyväskylä area. Most of the jobs are in Helsinki and Tampere area, but you can see the whole picture of the jobs that are available at the moment. And also, if we are arranging events or anything like that, at least I will post all those to this International Degree Students Facebook. So how many of you have already following the page? Some, okay. I think I think it is a very good information source, so find it from Facebook and join the group. And then we are arranging very many courses. One course that starts next week is called Creating Careers, Develop Your Career Skills. And if you join the course, you will learn about basic information on employment and finding a job, especially in Finland. And it is targeted for all international students in JYU and also YAMP University of Applied Sciences. And themes that we are going through are, for example, employment and self-employment, hidden jobs, how to market your university-based competencies, also something about cover letter and CV, etc. And if you go to SISU, you can find the course. And I know nothing about SISU, so don't ask me anything about it, but you can register. And if you are not able to register to the course, it is still possible to come because there are still a lot of places left in the course. And you don't have to do the credits. If you find something interesting, you can come and just listen one lecture, or if you want to do the one ECTS, then you'll need to be attend 6 lectures or workshops and write a final essay. That is how you can do the credits. Yeah?
What are hidden jobs?
Hidden jobs are jobs that employee does not it's not publicly published. So there are jobs that are available that maybe even the employee don't know it, that they have this kind of a job. So there are jobs that they need somebody to do, but there are very many reasons. For example, if you publish a job, there might be like 100 of applicants. So very often the companies don't want to publish the job advertisement because of that. No, not necessarily. So that is why you need networks and connections, and you'll need to be very active yourselves in your vascular area. You'll need to find out what kind of companies we have in the area and then just contact them if you are interested. Is there any doctoral students here today? No? Okay. For doctoral students, we have a similar course. And what about Finnish students, Finnish-speaking students? Yeah, okay. If you want to do it, you can do this näkökulmia työelämään, if you want to do the one credit course. But of course, you can join also the English course. And in the spring, on February, from February till April, we are running the team and client multidisciplinary business project course, where you can do a real development project for a real client in a multicultural and multidisciplinary team. If you want to get experience in project work, if you want to get some contacts to Finnish employees, networks, and after the course, you will get a project diploma that you can use when searching for a job. And I'm not sure. I suppose that you can find also this course in SISU, but to this course, you don't register. You need to apply for it. And we will, I suppose now it's August, September. I think that we will open the application on October, so stay tuned. This is a really good course. It's not easy course, but it is a very good course. I can say it myself. How to contact us? The best way is send email. And we have divided our tasks. So if you have anything about creating careers course or team and client project course, or internship processes, you can contact me. Then if you want to polish your CV or covering letter, contact Anna-Mari or Jari. You can see the departments they are responsible for. And if you are interested in entrepreneurship, then Reija is the right person. And there's also a link to our general web page. So this was all about my slides. Now, do you have any questions? I suppose we have some time left. Yeah? Yeah?
Sorry, I have a question. Maybe it's a little bit confusing of a question. Let's say I would stay here for the next year. I'm not capable to be enrolled in the university. I already have a residence permit, which is B, five for 2 years. So next year I can stay here, but without the university. What's the, let's say, the solution if you're not studying at the university?
I must tell you that I'm not the right person to ask about the permits. It's the TE office. There are two persons, like they are EURES-neuvojat. Do you know what that is in English, Laura? EURES advisors. If you are actually in next Friday, when the Creating Careers course starts, there will be one EURES advisor. So if you can come next Friday to our lecture, then maybe you can get answers to your question. Because I can't say anything about the permits.
What's the title?
Sorry? I'm not sure. It's EURES advisor. I'm not sure what is it in English.
And do you refer to the employment office?
TE office,
at,
yes.
At the employment office, they have a person who specializes in employment of people from abroad.
Yeah, so, and they in TE office or what did you say, employment office, they know about the permits and they are experts in that area. Because it's better that I don't say anything about that.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
So, why you are studying field work? The jobs can be on the weekend or only on weekdays? I mean, in your experience.
Sorry, if you are, can you repeat the question? It depends.
My question is, do companies work on weekends?
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe some of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it depends on the field. I mean, the public companies are not working in weekends, but right. I think that private organizations, some of them are, some of them don't. So it depends on company. Okay, so I suppose that IDESCO is here so we can change the speaker. Thank you.
Hi. Whoa. Hi. Can everyone hear me? Hi. Good. All right. Hi. We are from the iDesco. I think I met some of you in the 3 days before, maybe, at the opening fair.
Hi. I just want to unfreeze the thingy.
Ah.
Very well.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. So we are iDesco. We have a little PowerPoint presentation that is coming, but before we do that, I want to show you. Actually, this is our Facebook page, because we have like two accounts. It's confusing. So this is the one you should go on if anyone's like confused. This is the one, and this is our Facebook page. We're having some events coming, and I can show you. Too close. Sorry. All right. And this is one of our events that is happening on the 12th, and it's next Thursday. We're going to have a city rally. They were going to go around kind of in the main campus area in the city, and we're going to do a little bit games, a little bit tasks, and we're going to get to know about the city, and we're going to have a hangout at the end of the rally at Hemingway's. So it's like a little bar that we can chill and get to know people. So yeah, so this is the Facebook event. And, oh, I see people liking it. Yay.
You can see. I don't think I'm supposed to show that.
Okay. Oops. I think. No, I should freeze it. Oh. I can't see it.
Okay. One question. Does anyone have a flash drive?
Like a USB?
This kind of flash drive.
No.
Yes, now, because it's not working. Can
Yay!
I borrow one
thank you
for the presentation?
All right, let me go back to this. Yeah, so we're going to have the city rally going on. We're going to meet up at 4 in Agora, so right here at 4 p.m. So if you want to join, just come here, and then we're going to start dividing everyone into different teams. I'm going to go around through different checkpoints and kind of do this little game. And we have our... We have our other event. It's called the Magical Forest Trip. If anyone heard of it, it's like we're going on a Magical Forest Trip on the 28th and the 29th, and we're going to stay in a cottage in a forest around an hour drive from here. So we got everything covered. We booked the coach, we got the cottage, and everyone's going to go do some barbecue, swim on the lake. We have a little hike to a viewpoint. And it's really fun, yeah. And this is our, this is the event page. You can find the details here about the event. And yeah, we would like more international degree students to enjoy, because we really would like to get to know you. And it's a really nice opportunity for us to spend a night together, get to know the Finnish culture. Yeah, so we'll be, after this, we'll be outside. So if you have any question, you can just come to us. We'll have the counter until 3:30, I guess. Yeah, so come to us if you have any question. And
fingers crossed. Okay.
You can put here. Okay, hello everybody. This technology obviously is too much for us. okay, we can start with official presentation now. So hello from my side also. I think you can just do this.
Okay.
So iDesco stands for International Students Degree Community. It was created in 2012. So I think many of you know ESN, the fun organization for exchange students. Well, in 2012, people thought, oh, hey, what about degree students? You know, we should also have, like, one organization to go to events, go to parties, and do all kinds of sorts of stuff. So it was created, yeah, in 2012. So for some reason, the picture was deleted from this slide, but we are two board members. So I'm the vice chair of iDesco, and this is our PR, Elvia. Our chairman, hello, okay, our chairman is Sam, and we have also other board members, Aisa, Anna, Elvia, Miriam, and Mirto.
Yeah, so I can talk about a little about what this group is about. It's about events, it's about building an international student community, but it's also about getting involved in the university. So what I did last year in some of my job duty, in a sense, not a job, it's a fun position. So we get to get together with the university, and they are actually trying to develop this internationalization inside the university. So they're trying to build a brand of how JYU and how to promote this brand, and also an alumni network. So this is what we're doing. We're trying to connect the Finnish student and also the international student. So we go on meetings, and then we talk to the university about how international student, what difficulty are they facing, for example, job searches, or how most of the communication of the university is in Finnish, so it's hard for international student. So that is something we also do. We kind of like, it's the bridge between the university and the international student, and would like to build a community, because we know that sometimes in different program there's not a lot of international students, so there could be 3 in a program of 40, and those students sometimes feel lonely, especially during the winter. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build a community where these students doesn't get singled out, so we get to know each other, and it's also fun to know students that study different programs. Yeah, so building a network, basically.
So some of the things we do is, as Elvia said, we represent international master's degree students at University of Jyväskylä. We also connect international and Finnish student community, and we organize all sorts of events. You are all welcome, even if you don't want to become our member and pay the membership fee, which is only 5 euros. So it's not that expensive. But you can always come to our events. Everybody is welcome, also your Finnish friends, your husbands, wife, kids, pets, whatever you have, they can always come. Also exchange students. Elvia talked a little bit already about our magical forest trip. This is one of the biggest events of the academic year, I would say, and it's a typical Finnish experience. Last year, we got to see the double rainbow. We picked some mushrooms. We took many sauna turns. We went for a dip in the lake, we played some Finnish games, made some marshmallows outside on the fire. It was really nice. So this time, because last year there were many, many exchange students, so this year we are giving priority to degree students, because we would really like to offer this experience for you. So you are really, really welcome to join. You can sign in by filling the Google form, and then you can pay by cash at our checkpoints, which are stated on Facebook and also on the event sign form, or you can also pay through bank transfer, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, so we can show you like a little activities we do over the year. This is one of the activities called, I think it's around before Christmas. It's a
jolly sound.
Yeah,
right,
so. Exactly. So there's this space, I don't know if you know, it's in Open Givi. So they have this really big sauna, and there's a really nice dining area. So we did like a movie night, and Tiasha baked some amazing cookies and brownies.
Homemade.
Yeah, and then it's just a nice night to like chill and like look at a movie. And because during the Christmas, if you're staying here, sometimes it gets a little bit lonely in a sense. So we would like to bring this like Christmas family night, so everyone is like happy.
Yeah, one more thing, maybe this, for example, was non-alcoholic event, so if some of you don't want to party, don't like to drink alcohol, that's totally fine. We have like a lot of non-alcoholic events, so don't worry, you're not missing out. Some of the other events that we had last year was the sit-sit party, which is also like a very Finnish thing. There's usually a theme. Last year it was Disney, and then we also did a karaoke night, again very Finnish, so we really tried to bring you the Finnish culture. One night we had international dinner, which was joined with a movie night, so we were streaming free solo movie, which was like a really good climbing movie in my opinion. If you haven't seen it, I would strongly suggest you do so. And these are our upcoming events that we already said.
Yeah, so you can like have a general idea what's going to happen. And the Halloween party last year was great. We have a murder mystery night. So if you are like mystery, this year may be it too.
One thing that I might point out is that In October, we will be looking for new board members, so someone who will replace us, because we are finishing our studies, we are going to do our internships abroad, and this all kind of fun stuff. So we are looking for somebody to take over our jobs, which are really, really fun jobs. So in October, we'll be having like an open board meeting. There will be free food, so you are always welcome to come. And we will have hangout after that. But it will probably not happen on 3rd of October, because on that day there is Kauppakadun Apra, I think, which is also a really good party event that I think you should go to if you're a party person. So it might be postponed for 1 week, but it will be posted on Facebook,
yes,
and
we'll
if you're our members, you get the email, so you won't miss that out.
Yeah, so you have any question about like how different position in the board works, or like which one you're interested, you're totally welcome to talk to us or our other board members. We are kind of always together. Yeah. I live with one of them, so yeah. So this is how you can join our member. You can sign up on our website, or if you want, you would like to, we are gonna have a counter out there. You can sign up there. And we have. We also bring our stickers. Last time you sign up, come get us. We can give you a sticker so you can prove you're a member. Last time Sam wasn't doing a good job and didn't bring it. Yep, so there you go. We got the stickers now. So you can totally come and find us and get your sticker. Yeah.
And we will be outside now until 3 p.m. If somebody wants to sign in, they can come to our table. If somebody wants to sign in for the Magical Forest trip, we'll also be outside.
Yeah, or just want to sit and chat with us.
We also still have some free candy from the orientation week. So, you know, that's always fun. okay, and membership is for life. So you don't have to, like, renew it every year. So once you pay the €5 fee, then you're a member until
life.
Yes.
End of life.
Yeah. Okay, so you can contact us also on our website, Facebook, or email. We always try to reply as soon as possible. Now, if you have any questions, we would be happy to answer.
Yeah, anything.
Well, I guess the presentation was good because you don't have any questions. So thank you for your time.
We have to return that.
Yes, yeah, the plate is right.
Sorry about not having these dealt with.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be outside.
After a bit of struggle, we managed, so I hope it was okay.
It was good. No worries.
Okay.
Hopefully you'll get a lot of students who are interested in what you do and want to join.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, definitely. How many people do you have at the moment working
and
volunteering for IDESCO?
I think there's six of us.
Yeah, six of us are board members, but our friends sometimes help out.
Okay, so hopefully some of these students will come and chat with you.
Let's go into that.
All right, have a great weekend.
Hey, I've seen you in all the presentations. Yes. What's your name? I'm sorry.
I'm Laura Laamanen.
Laura Laamanen.
Exactly. And I work mainly with incoming and outgoing exchange students. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I am at the international office. And
the
T-Building. Yeah. Which program do you study at?
The Master's in International Business and
Entrepreneurship.
So GSB.
All right. Good, good.